Okay, so like I said, Garduman is a very complicated sugya. We started seeing the Rishonim yesterday. So let's just go over some of the shita we saw. So first of all, we saw the position that's quoted in both Tosus and the Rush, not the position of Rabbeinu Tam, that maybe the sugya of Garduman is only according to Rebbe and not according to the Chachamim. And the Rav argued, why would that be the case? Right? And again, that shita held that according to Rebbe, you could have two ripped up to the level of Garduman, right? Meaning beyond Kedei Aniva, where you don't even have enough to make a slip knot, right? All the way up to the stub of whatever that is. But Rebbe holds you can do that, Chachamim hold you can. The Chachamim hold that in order for it to be kasher, it needs to be Kedei Aniva, which is more than Garduman according to that shita. And then you can even have it on four strings. And what's the logic of that? The Rav argued that the logic is as follows. If you hold that Chelet Ein Ma'akev Et Alafan, so this Shita and Tosfos is arguing, that means that fundamentally you think, like we argued for Rashi, that really in Tzitzis you need strings, right? You need four, which is eight. Right? That's the fundamental obligation. The colors are superimposed onto that structure. But once you say that, that means that there's a chiyuv to have a certain number. Garduman, where you rip the string all the way up to the stub, is a way of saying you don't actually need that number. So what Tosfos seems to be arguing is, according to the shita of the Chachamim, the Tchelet Ein Ma'akev Et Alafan, you need eight for eight, right? For now, let's talk about half strings. So just clear, okay? Eight. You need eight. And therefore, if any of them are ripped, so it's possible. The only thing that's going to be kosher is Kedei Aniva. Because there, at least some of the string remains. But according to Rebbe, the Tchelet Ma'akev Et Alafan, it's not about strings, it's about white and blue. Mm-hmm. Right, it's about white and blue, and therefore potentially you can say, as long as you started with white and blue, you can suffice with a certain number of them being ripped beyond the level of Kedei Aniva to the level of Garduman. That's Shita and Tosfos. The Shita of Rabbeinu Tam is that you need two, right? He says what it means is when you had tchelet, it meant that tchelet is, right, saves the lavan. Lavan saves the tchelet, right? Similar to what we just said. Therefore, bizman hazeh, he says, you need two full strings, which means that you can't have three ripped, assuming that you don't know which strings those come from. Right? I mean, three half strings you can't have ripped because they might come from three separate full strings. Right, and if you're not machbid the way we usually are, which is to keep the four on four, right, two and two, four and four, so then you won't know. And it could be that three are ripped, and he thinks you can't do that. You can never have that. You can always, because again, the key for him is that one can save the other. Okay, so that's where we were in the Rush. Right, and this is the Rush's position that the sugi of Garduman and the position of Bnei Rabbi Chiya, right, Bnei Rabbi Chiya, the Garduman sugi and the sugi of Kedei Aniva are not the same. That is Rabbi Chiya. Okay, good. Right, and then he continues. He says, "Vegardume tchelet." Akol arba chutin koi, the igardum mixatum nishtar mixatum chayotze bo the rabba, libe the rebbe, I agardum chutte tchel legamre, the ishtar chutte lavin shlem of lafef, almighty ramene of chiel, lobin and sofon ketchilot, no mark this like mark this like. So we said, now there is a textual problem, which is, if I asked you in the Gemara, are Kedei Aniva and Garduman connected, what would you say?
Yes,
it sounds like Kedei Aniva is defining Garduman. So how does this Shita and Tosfos in the Rush get out of saying that they're connected? How can they say that these are two distinct categories? So the Rush says, this is how you have to read it. The only thing that is true of both the Shita of Olds Garduman and the Shita of Olds Kedei Aniva is that you don't need the tzitzis to be as long at the end as they were at the beginning. Yeah. Right? That's the sense in which they're connected. But they're functioning in different conceptual models. That Garduman is functioning in saying that sometimes I really don't need the string at all.
That doesn't show they're connected. That just shows that they're similar.
Correct. I mean, they're not connected. You're right. It's hard in the Gemara. It sounds like they're connected conceptually.
Yeah.
The way Tosfos and the Rush parries it is that no, what it means is that they both agree that you don't need it to be ketchilatan. But they don't agree on what it actually means. And he says, V'had gamar rav nifsak kut meikaro pasul, lav davka meikaro kol shalisha ro kedei aniva, nifsak meikaro karilei. It says when we say that something is ripped me'ikaro, it just means it's ripped beyond kidei aniva. Kevin l'nishbro kidei hechsher. Upeir ze ikar. Right, so if you're top of the second column in the Rash, he argues against Rabbeinu Tam. His conclusion is like this, Shita. He says, Peir ze ikar. Degardu me tchelet. Dibnei Rabbi Chia. Mashma di igardum kol arba'atan. Right, Rabbi Chia sounds like when he paskins that it's kosher, if it's cut, it's even if, well, four are cut. Ki korei l'kol atzitzit chelet, k'damar tchelet shekarach rubakshera, because sometimes the word chelet means it, like shorthand for all of tzitzit. V'chein ra mitchel tozal parzum, and he gives a raya in different cases.
Not tchelet.
What?
Isn't lavan short for all of them? No.
So actually not, right? Sometimes the Gemara just refers to it as tchelet. You're right. Conceptually, you might want to go the other way. And then skip down to where you see where that little yud aleph is in the Rush. Right, skip down, and he says the im yesh afilo bechod echad pachod mekedani va apostle. And he says, according to this shita, right, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you can have two strings that are ripped up to gardumin, right? But according to this shita, how many strings can you have past kedani va?
One.
Zero. Even one ripped beyond Kedani Va is possible. Right? Even one ripped beyond Kedani Va is possible.
Does he mean the whole tzitz is possible, that that string is possible?
No, the whole tzitz is possible. And again, the Rav's argument, right? The Rav's argument for this sheet and the Rush, which is we paskin against Gardumin and we paskin Kedani Va, that you need all four to be at least Kedani Va, and if even one is less than Kedani Va, it's possible, is this Svara that fundamentally we're talking about Lahalacha is string. Right? You need eight strings. If any of them are ripped, Kedei Aniva is what allows it to be continued to defined as a string. But if it's ripped beyond that, four. It's really four strings. Right? Four strings. It's four strings that you need. Right? It's ripped Kedei Aniva. Beyond Kedei Aniva, then it is possible. And therefore he writes, Vazin l'chumra v'inin kedei l'anvam kulu b'hadeh hadadi. Right? And he says, we're machmir. Remember the Gemara in Asafik.
What about...
Let me finish the sentence. The Gemara suffix whether Kedani Va is the amount to tie one slip knot on a single string or around all four. He says we go L'chumra and require the larger knot. And then he says the last question he has to weigh in is okay, but where is this amount left from? The gdil or the ptil, meaning from the bottom knot or from the
top
knot, right? Meaning from where it's connected to the beged or from the further knots. So the Rush argues that where is it ripped from?
The top.
Right, the top. That's the majority of Rishonim. Who disagrees?
Rashi.
Right? Rashi thinks it has to be, right, that you even have to have a string left on the, right, over here.
Yeah.
Right? The loose part of the tzitzis, rather than the tight part. Yeah, what are you going to say?
I mean, maybe someone already says this, so I'm not really sure. But what if you say that when you have one string, right, that's ripped past Kedei Aniva, right, so then that string becomes puzzle, but the whole tzitzis doesn't become puzzle.
But that can't be, because...
Gardumin. It doesn't become puzzle, and so you're able to fix it, but... So like,
oh, so we haven't gotten to that question of fixing it, a passive love and hostility.
So I'm saying this way they work together, meaning instead of saying the whole thing becomes puzzle because the string isn't long enough, no, that just that string becomes puzzle, but the tzitzit still works because of gardumin.
But what you're saying is that it's still puzzle, meaning it's puzzle at the moment, you have to fix
string.
It. Right, but if the string's puzzle, that means you don't have enough strings.
No, meaning it's better to fix it, but the tzitzit themselves still work because of gardumin.
Well...
Meaning, the Kedei Aniva doesn't go on all the strings because of one. It stays local to that one string.
What would that mean? Meaning, each corner needs the required number of strings. You don't have it. It's puzzle. So, even if you said it only validates one, that means now this corner doesn't have enough string. Now, can you get me the Rav's book on Stam? You know where it is? You know where it is, right? Like, in the front, like all the Rav books on it. Right, meaning... what would it mean to say that only one string is possible? Right, meaning manavshach, right? Like, is can you wear the question really is, can you continue wearing these tzitzis or not, or do you have to untie it, right, to get a new string, fill it in,
right?
Because remember, if you say it's pasul, right, even if you say it's, what would it mean to say that just this one string is pasul if you can't wear the beged because there now are insufficient number of strings on it?
You could wear the beged,
but then it's not pasul. What does that mean? It's pasul. You're saying one string is pasul, but right, if one string is, if it's pasul, it's pasul, right? Now you don't have enough strings on the corner, which means you don't have enough strings in the beged, which means you have a four cornered beged which doesn't have string, right? Isn't that the whole problem?
It just means that you don't have to fix the beged.
But then it's kasher. I mean, what does it mean it's puzzle if you don't have to fix it?
Right. So it's saying that you might think that if one of the strings rips, the whole beged is puzzle, and then you have to fix it. But it's saying no. It's just that one string is. So this.
But again, you have to explain what does it mean. What does it mean? It's not puzzle. Right? Meaning, if you have to.
Well,
fix
it's like
it,
by suffrage, we had the idea that you can have a letter, even if it's. You know, not the full, complete letter, but it's still readable. So
right, so we talked about the possibility that that's Gardumen, right? That's, right, the Uraim, according to Rav Chanan, argue that that's similar to Gardumen, but the point is that it's still at some level a letter. If you think it's Mamish Puzzle,
I'm saying that one string is not the whole thing.
Okay, it could be not the whole thing. It's not Puzzle. You're saying it's not, right?
So the whole point
That one string is Puzzle. It doesn't make the whole Tzitzis Puzzle.
Right, so the addition of Kidea Nivah, the way it's connected, is to show that even if one of the strings is shorter than it's supposed to be, it doesn't affect the whole beged, and the beged you can still use, as long as in the beginning it was made properly.
Right, but that's saying it's kosher, not puzzle. Right, you're just saying kosher.
The beged is kosher, yes.
Okay.
Well, you can use it, but it's not properly.
Oh, fine. The Gardumen is when, no one thinks Gardumen is the ideal, or obviously you want, like, whether you can continue wearing is a different story, but obviously you'd rather your tzitzit not be ripped up. Okay, let me just read you some of the ideas we've been doing, and maybe this will just become clearer, okay? So let me read you this paragraph that summarizes so far what we've seen in the Rav. He says, Harishonim nechalku beperek b'psak sugyazo. Hari v'harash, kavula alacha, shafilum nisigu kolar ba'chukim, gardum etzik sherim nishar b'kol chan mechudim kinaniva. Right, so that's what we just said, right? The Rosh paskins that as long as you can rip all four, but they all have to be kinaniva. Rabbeinu Tam l'umatam echriyashik, gardum etzik sher, rakim nishar l'fachot shnei chutim b'shlem utam. Right? Rabbi Tam thinks you need two full. Rabbi Tam holds the two that rip
have to be the same one.
Have
to be Kedaniva, right? Because he reads the sugya together, right? He thinks that Garduman is Kedaniva, right? Yeah, we said that yesterday, right? That Rabbi Tam thinks it's theoretically good of a hybrid position, but he holds, I mean, this is a hybrid position, right? He thinks that you can never have less than Kedaniva, right? But that's on two strings, right? You're ribbing your Yerucham, and this I didn't give you inside, but Pasal Afilu Kasher Nivsiko Shnei Chutim Bilvad, Vizel Asher Nivsiko Shnei Chutim, Afilu Nishar Ben Kedaniva Pasal, right, the Rabbi Yerucham has an interesting shita that one string can be ripped up kedaniva, it's kasher, but two strings, even up to kedaniva, is possible, right? So that is the that is Rabbi Yerucham. Right now, right, the svara I have given you is as follows. Right, he says, "Nimtaki ish shnei dinim begardume lavan." Now, based on the Mishkanot Yaakov, which I remember reading, he says there's two ways of understanding. Din echad ugdei lahachshir et chutei lavan atzmam. One is, can I be machshir the white? V'zeu adin nedemer l'dat Rebbe hazover shetchilad v'alvin makvin zedze. Right, Rebbe's formulation is, can the white come and save the blue, and the blue come and save the white? Right. We haven't done everything here yet. Okay, I just want it here and then we'll. I won't read it for you because I'm not going to read it inside for you. I've explained this outside. Okay. These are two shitot. Okay, well, three. Mention them very quickly. The Rambam is very complicated. right? The Rambam is very complicated. I really should have charged you to bring your Rambam, but let's start on the problem of the Rambam, okay? The Rambam has two halacha that are relevant, okay? In halacha, what did I give you on the sheet? What did I write for you on the sheet? Right, Aleph Dalet and Aleph Yud Ches. So, oh, you know what, actually?
We have the...
Yeah, right, you have it here, right?
Yeah,
the Ozvader has it. That's actually true. So for these purposes, that's... Where is it in this? All the way to the end?
Yeah, it's toward the end. It's after the Mardukhai. After the Tisafta. After she can make a bet set.
That's one of those nice features of it. Normally it wouldn't be enough if we needed the Mefarshim, but I'd have to give you the Kesemis on the sheet, so that's okay. Where is it? Here we go. The end Mishpat HaMalei. Okay, so in Halacha Dalet, the Rambam writes as follows. Hatchelet eino ma'akev ha'lavan, ve'alavan eino ma'akev ha'tchelet. Right, white does not prevent blue from being yotze, blue doesn't prevent white. Ketzad, what does that mean? Haresha ein lo tchilet ose lavan. If you don't have tchilet, you make it white. Levado. V'cheinim ose lavan utchilet. And if you made it white and tchilet, v'nifzak alavan, and the white rips, v'nitma'et ana knaf, and it's ripped all the way up to the knaf, v'nishar tchilet levado, kasher, and only the tchilet is left, it's kasher. So the Rambam in this halacha tells you that, first of all, what do we learn from the Rambam? Does he hold of Gardumin?
Yes,
he holds of Gardumin, even according to the Chachamim, because he holds Tchelet in Mavakevet Alavan, and Lavan in Makevet Tchelet, right? And he thinks that white can, and he still holds this notion that white can save blue, and blue can save white is true. And in this halacha, does he require Kedaniva?
Yes.
No. Right? Adha, right? He sounds like Gardumin, meaning Pshuto Kimashmo. Right? You're allowed to rip it all the way up to
the corner.
Right, all the way up to the corner.
Does that mean up to the knot or even past the knot?
Up to the knot. The top knot, presumably.
If you rip the knot, then they just fall out.
Okay, well, that's the next figure we're going to do, which is Kesher Elyon Daraisa. Right? Is this notion that the top knot is biblically. Okay?
But he doesn't say it until the Kesher Elyon. He says it to the knot. Seems to me the knaf would be this.
Yeah, exactly.
Meaning past the
No. Because we'll see, because the top knot is daraisa. So again, we're gonna have to, the next sugya is obvious. The next sugya by definition has to be right. This machlokas Rashi of the Rishonim, which is where is it ripped to, is a function of the machlokas Rashi and the other Rishonim, where is the Kesher Elyon. Okay. But that's the implication we've gotten from Halacha Dalet. But if you look at Halacha Yidchet, the Rambam writes, Nifzak ha-knaf, sheyesh batzitzit chutz l'sholosh esbah tofra b'mkoma. If it rips outside of three fingers, so you just sew it back up, right? B'toch shalosh lo yitbor. But within three, you can't just sew it up. Why? So this is Halacha you haven't seen yet, which we'll get to, which is Tasev lo menasui. Right? Is that if it rips somewhere in the middle, so you can just sew it up because it's still considered attached. But if it rips, right, the tzitzis is falling off, if you would then sew it up, it would be tasav lo menasui. It would be, right, you're not making the tzitzis, you're taking a pre-made tzitzis and essentially attaching it because it's ripped off. Fine. Nitmata zavit shel beged shebein chutei tzitzis uvein sof arog afilo nishim arog ela kolshu kasher. If the corner becomes right, worn out, smaller, even if there's only a little bit left, it's kasher. But this is really what we want. If the tzitzit rip, kasher. Even if what the only thing left is kedaniva, it's kasher. But if it rips all the way to the beginning, then it's pasul. So, what's the problem with the Rambam? In Halacha Dalet, what does it sound like? He thinks Gardumin is kosher even if
Even if it's all the way to the Kesher Elyon.
Right, even if it's ripped all the way to the Kesher Elyon. And what does he say in Halacha
Yudches?
Right, that Gerdumin require Kidani Vav. Right? So what does he hold like? Right? This is what everyone... Well, this is everyone's problem in the Rambam. So how do you want to do this? Do you want me to say, we'll stop here and look at the Kesher Mishnah, and you can try to understand the Kesher Mishnah tomorrow? Or do you want to look at the English now, at the summary of the Kesher Mishnah, and let's try to solve the Rambam? What do you want to do?
Let's try to solve the Rambam.
Okay, let's try to solve the Rambam. Okay, so the Kesher Mishnah gives three answers to deal with this stira. Okay, look at the summary, because it really is a very hard Kesher Mishnah. Okay? So here are his three answers. The first one. Because the Mishnah answers, the Rambam maintains that it's not the number of strings that determines whether or not the talus is valid, but rather the number of sets of strings. When the Rambam rules that a talus is possible if one string tears off, he refers to a case in which an entire string fell off before the strings of the tzitzis were knotted. An entire string consists of one string of tcheles and one of lavan when folded over, since half the string is dyed with tcheles. When all of the lavan strings are cut off, the talus is valid because the tcheles remains intact. When all the strings are cut off, then it is necessary to have kidani va on all of their remains in order for it to be a valid talus. Was that clear? No.
No.
Let's try that again, right? You know what? Okay. I'm debating if I want you to... I feel like I need to have you actually read the Kesher Mishnah. Okay. Let me give you an easy answer first. How about that? Okay? The easiest answer might be the Aruch HaShulchan. Right? Look at E. Right? The Aruch HaShulchan says the Rambam is the following. It's very simple. The question of the Rambam's ruling is based on the premise that the words totally cut off mean that the strings are totally cut off from the knot. This, however, is not the correct definition of these words. The Rambam explains, like Rashi, that totally cut off means from the place where the tzitzis are connected to the garment. Accordingly, there's no contradiction in the Rambam's rulings. The Rambam rules that if one string was cut off from the garment, the talus is possible. If the lavan strings are cut off until the knot, but not from where they meet the garment, the talus is valid as long as the tchelet strings remains. If all the strings are cut off until the knot, the talus is valid if there remains at least kedaniva. Right, the Aruch HaShulchan says the solution is as follows, right? You have to understand what you're talking about. The Rambam thinks that you always need kidani va if you're talking about a tzitzis which is ripped all the way
to the knot.
To the beged, right? Up to the beged, up to the kesher elyon. Right? There, you need kidani va for it to be kasher at all.
For just one string?
Right, meaning if it's all the way until where it meets the beged, then yeah, right, you need them to have at least kedani va. When he says that they are right, so the way you would read it is as follows, right? Like I said, the sugi is very confusing, and I, you know, each time I think I have it, then I get confused again. Make sure I got the... I had the Aruch HaShulchan clear, but now let me do it again. So he would read it as follows. Where'd it go? There we go. So he would read it as follows. That Halacha Dalid would be read as follows. That Im Asa Lavan Utchele V'Nisak HaLavan Utmad Ana Knaf V'Nishar Atchele Levado Kasher. So he would say as follows, that if Halacha Dalet is talking about where it rips not all the way up to the beged, if it rips not all the way up to the beged, so then it is kasher.
But Dafka says yes, all the way up until the beged.
No, it's Ada Kanach, right? Which according to him will be like Rashi, which will be
he's saying
right. Right, maybe he means Knaf is not until the...
Knaf is the knot, he's saying?
Yeah, that's how he's reading it. So he says, right, so it was cut off. Right, so he says, if it's only cut up until the knot, but not from where it meets the beged. So then, as long as the tchelet string remains, it's kasher, right? If it's cut off all the way to the knot, which is what he's talking about, halacha yudchet, so then it needs kedei aniva, right? That's how he's going to read it.
It doesn't seem to. It's hard
because kanaf sounds like it's
the beged.
Correct. Now, look, but the Aruch HaShulchan conceptually is easy. Right? I mean, conceptually, he just says, right, let's just spell it out conceptually. The Aruch HaShulchan conceptually is saying, look, if it's ripped all the way up to the beged, so then the string is really missing. Right. So there, why do you need kedei aniva? So the string still exists.
Right.
Right? If it's ripped up to the knot, and not ripped up to the beged, so then what? The string exists. The only question is, how long does it need to be? And the answer is, well,
kedei aniva.
No, that's so. The answer is Gardumin tells you that as long as the Gardumin tells you that as long as the tchelet stands, then it's fine because you have some lava, you have the tchelet, and you're fine.
Just the tchelet,
right? Correct, right?
So both sides of it.
No, because he only has one side.
No, I'm saying.
Right, he needs the tchelet to exist. No, he needs the tchelet to exist because without the tchelet, there is no tchelet.
Right, half of it is white, half of it is tchelet.
Correct. So as long
so
as the tchelet,
both the white
so he needs
also?
The tchelet to not disappear. Right, if the tchelet is gone,
the lavan part of that could be gone
because of the other whites, and you have the tchelet. Right, that's what he's going to say. But that's how the Aruch HaShulchan understands the Rambam. Okay, at least conceptually, it makes sense. Right, he's saying if it's totally ripped out of beged, you need to get any vast string exists. If it's ripped up to the knaf,
if it's ripped up to the beged, if it's ripped up to the beged, then how can you have kedei aniva?
No, because the meaning up to the kesher elyon, because Tosfos, because he's basing himself on Rashi that right. When we're talking about the knot, we don't mean the top, we don't mean the knot close to the beged, we mean the bottom of this knot, right? Ada knaf means until the end of the knotted parts,
right?
So from here, it's here, not here. But that's what the Aruch HaShulchan is understanding.
So if it's ripped up to here, then you need kedei aniva.
No. If it's ripped up to here, you need kedei aniva.
Right. So if it's ripped up to here, how can you have kedei aniva?
What do you mean? You could have the right past here, right? You have the top knot, and then you have kedei aniva, a little bit of a thing coming out, and that would be machsheret, right? But if it's ripped to here, it could be totally ripped along to here, as long as the tchelet is still there. Or that's how the Aruch HaShulchan understands
okay,
it,
fine.
Right? And I mean, there's a common sense logic to that, which is you need the tchelet to actually exist.
Right.
So the tchelet can't be ripped here, but one of the lavans could be, because you have a bunch of other lavans and you have tchelet, right? If it's ripped all the way up to here, then you're threatening the integrity of the string.
What if all the lavans are except for that one tchelet?
So according to that, he doesn't, right? I have to look back there, what he says in terms of numbers. But that's
fundamentally the contours of his argument.
But
okay.
In theory, he doesn't really care about numbers, though, right? So as long as you have one lava, right?
You're fine. Potentially, yeah. Okay. The Karen Ora, you know what? Let's do the Kesem mission tomorrow, but let's do one more Svar now. The Karen Ora maybe goes in the direction that Daniel was suggesting before. Not exactly what you said, but sort of a middle position. So you look at D here. But the Karen Ora understands the Rambam as follows. He says that when the Rambam says that one string is totally cut off, it's puzzle, he does not mean that the taller talus is puzzle. He means that although the person no longer fulfills the mitzvah of whichever type of string, chilas or lavan, that was cut off, he still fulfills the mitzvah of the other types of strings. This is similar to the Rambam's ruling earlier when he states that love does not prevent the mitzvah of tchelet from being fulfilled. He only means only the mitzvah of lavan remains unfulfilled unless the lavan strings have kedei aniva. So the way the Karen Ora says is essentially what Daniel is saying is if it's ripped up to kedei aniva, then your yotzei tchelet and lavan.
Right,
because kedei aniva is the minimum length of the string that the string is still considered to exist.
Yeah.
But if it's ripped past kedei aniva,
you only fulfill the other one.
So then the tzitzis are still kasher, but you might only be mekayim tchelet or lavan, not tchelet and lavan. Now, in order to say that, you do have to assume that tchelet and lavan are two conceptually distinct kiyumim, even though they're not ma'akev, because they're not ma'akev tzedzeh. Because they're not ma'akev tzedzeh, but the Karen Ora is essentially going in direction similar to Daniel's in explaining the Rambam. Right? So again, right, according to the Karen Ora within the Rambam, if it's ripped up to kedei aniva, So then you fulfill the mitzvah entirely, because Kedaniva tells you that each and every string that exists up to Kedaniva is still considered halakhically existent. Right, but it's ripped past that. So then the Rambam would say the tzitzis might be kasher, but you didn't fulfill the whole mitzvah. You either fulfilled lavan or chelet, depending on what ripped.
Right.
Okay. So what I want you guys to do for tomorrow is try to read the Kesher Mishnah, and then we'll start the sugya of Kesher Elyon. We won't just right. We're not just going to do the Kesher Mishnah. If it takes the whole day to do the Kesher Mishnah, that's fine, right? But at least the Kesher Mishnah, because I want, again, there are other shittos in Rishonim, but I think we've, at this point, you're seeing the basic shitta. The one last point I want to make to you, though, and I debated forcing you to see this inside, but it's very confusing, so I'm not going to. Lehalacha, we accept a version of Rabbeinu Tam. Okay?
Meaning?
The two string, right, the three string puzzle thing. Right. Once three strings are possible, right? Why is that important? So, besides for the question of how many strings are ripped and etc., the reason that's important is because I don't know if you remember when I mentioned this when we did Chelet, but the reason that Rosh Hechter paskins lahalacha that you need two and two, right? Like Rabbeinu Tam, like Tosfos and Rashi, is because since Shulchan Aruch quotes the position of Rabbeinu Tam for Gardumin, the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam is predicated on the two and two understanding. Right? Yeah. It's based on the two and two understandings. And therefore, Shafter says the fact that Shulchan Aruch, when it comes to Gardumin, bases himself on Rabbeinu Tam and talks about two and two, and the Nosei Kelim follow this, indicates that the way he takes it is that indicates that the consensus view lehalacha was that chelet and lavan meant two and two or four and four, because otherwise we wouldn't be quoting Rabbeinu Tam, who's shita of gardumin, right? Meaning there are really two parts of Rabbeinu Tam. One is the way he conceptualized the relationship between chelet and lavan, and the second is how does that play out in terms of actual numbers, right? So Rabbeinu Yerucham could be a Rabbeinu Tam esque shita, but within the Raivid, right, where chelet is a two string and not four string. But the fact that Shulchan Aruch and Nosei Kelim quote a version of Rabbeinu Tam might indicate lahalacha that we actually accept the four and four, or two and two, chelet lavan split. Whether that's true or whether it's just a chumrah, that's what Rosh Hechter argues, that no, this is really how we paskin. Is it defendable in another way? It's an interesting question, right? But that, just so you know, that's where his shita comes from, right? Of paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. Like the Balei Tosfos and like Rashi to have two and two. It's based on this sugya of Gardumin and the fact that Rabbeinu Tam Shita is reflected in Shulchan Aruch. Like I said, I really debated whether to force sugyas to go through all the halacha and which positions we actually accept. I'm not going to, because maybe I'll ask Ray Wasserman when he does the tying thing to sort of describe halacha l'maitza, how this plays itself out. For tomorrow, what I want you to do is try to get through the Kesher Mishnah. We'll try to spend part of Shira on the Kesher Mishnah and then already get into Kesher Elyon, because, as I said, the last sugya that you really need to understand to fully understand Gardumin is the Kesher Elyon sugya, which is, we've just asserted until this point that there's a machlokas Rashi and the other Rishonim, whether when we talk about being ripped we mean up until the top or up until the bottom, but that's related to whether they think the Kesher Elyon means the top or the bottom, meaning Kesher Elyon literally means top, but the question is top, like while you're wearing tzitzis or while you're tying. Right? When you're tying, obviously, right, if you like hang your tzitzis up, Kesher Elyon is the farthest out, right? Or is it Kesher Elyon being the one closest to the beged? And that is part of this. So try to do the Kesher Mishnah and start the sugya of Kesher Elyon. I have a Makara sheet for Kesher Elyon. I'm thinking that maybe we'll just finish Gardumin and Kesher Elyon this week, and either, if we have a day left on Thursday, run through a little bit of the Kiyos and the Gemara and make a few Harot, because that will get us to Lamed Tet Amud Beis, or maybe give you guys a break and do a Chanukah Sugya. I don't know. Either we'll do a lighter Sugya and do a break that way, or do a Chanukah Sugya. I don't know. I haven't decided.
I might not be here tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Chesed thing, or?
Well,